It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to be joined by Vanessa Carlton. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
How was your experience? Last night, you did a conversation and performance at the Grammy Museum. How was it?
It was cool. I like the way it's set up. They do like a little Q&A with Scott. He was a great interviewer. And then you just do a couple performances. It's a nice little theater. I guess the whole area down there is brand new.
Oh, that area is happening in L.A.
Yeah, to be quite honest, I don't remember part of it because my foot fell asleep during the interview. And they're filming you, too. So you're just trying to, like, very slowly switch your legs back and forth. But by the time I got towards the end, I literally just had to stop and, like, tell everyone.
Lieberman. The album was influenced by a painting that your grandfather had in his home, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
True?
Yes. So Lieberman he's my grandfather, and he was a painter. He painted these huge oil paintings, almost like mural size. And I fell in love with one of these paintings when I was a little girl. And once he passed on, my grandmother, she finally gave me this painting. And where it hangs in my house in New York, this is before I moved to Nashville with my husband, where it hangs in my house in New York is when you're sitting at that piano, all you stare at is this painting. You get completely lost in the colors, and it's a very unusual palette. It's pretty psychedelic. And I felt like I was writing the music to the painting. And that's one of the reasons why I named the record Lieberman, to honor that painting and his work as a painter, and also to bring to light my family name, because Lieberman is a family name that was changed to Lee after my grandpa got back from the war, because he felt like he would have a more successful business if he had a less Jewish name.
Americanized.
Yeah. This first song is called Willows. My love. Above me, on my back in the sun.
it would appear to me, at least, when Harmonium came out, that you were cognizant of, oh boy, it's almost like actors who don't want to be typecasted.
Right.
And they may have played on this comedy sitcom, but they're going to go do a serious role because I don't want to be framed in a certain kind. Was that the case? And have you been cognizant? Because as a young person, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I need to really be who I am as an artist. And it seems like over the evolution of your albums, you've explored different approaches in making these albums.
Yeah, this is the conclusion I've arrived at. I make a very bad pop star. I was going to use the S word, but I know we're on the radio. Oh, maybe you edit it afterwards. But anyway, I make a pop star. And I, you know, I tried after that first record to continue like kind of making records to fill that format, making records that would please my label.
Yeah.
I was sold and marketed as like this kind of like piano pop girl. And, you know, I did not feel comfortable with it, but I tried it. And I made these like records that were like 1 foot in, 1 foot out type things, overproduced to a certain degree. And some of the songs I really like, some of the songs are good. But you can just tell it's like a song is one way and then it's like trying to be packaged and sold in this other way. Even the artwork was like kind of all over the place. I think this it was classic for me. It was like that second record that I released after the first album was like me, like you could sense the hesitation and I was like slowly starting to pull myself out of the game. So,
and you added some dark twist to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed intentionally to me that you were like, I'm not going to be the sugary pop star.
Yeah.
So some of this is going to be overtly dark.
Absolutely. And then by the time I got to my third record, that was the end of my you know, me working with the major label system. It just didn't work for me. Like I'm just, some artists, they do really well in that system and some artists don't. And I guess, you know, I sold them some records and it was in a way a platform for me, though I did have to like kind of rebuild everything into the direction that I ultimately am in now, which is where I feel more comfortable. But still, I was able to use that launch to help me to a certain degree. And then when I got to my fourth record, that was when I left the major label system. And I wanted to just make this, I just wanted to execute this art project that I'd always wanted to do. And I thought at that point, I was like 28, turning 29. I was like, if I'm going to make another record and be a quote unquote recording artist, I'm going to make the record I've always wanted to make. And that's when I started to seek out these artists to collaborate with. And that's when I really, I think, found the beginning of the rest of my career. That was really, feels to me like my first real album. And it was called Rabbits on the Run.
Yeah. my song. Worry about the others later. We should get a move on. We should go.
Let's talk about John. Being married to an artist, is it a working artistic collaboration in which you guys formally, you know, help each other with your art?
Totally.
Talk about it, you know,
yeah.
Take work home, if you will.
Well, the concept of Liberman had started before I even met John, before we started dating. But then by the end of the album process of recording the album, I was seven songs in. I'd finished all the sessions I'd done in England with Steve Osborne, and I had three or four more songs to record. And John McCauley he's like the mayor of Nashville. I mean, he's a quiet guy, but he knows everybody, and all the great musicians will play for him whenever. And you know, I'd spent such little time in Nashville. I really didn't know anybody. So John not only is this great musician that I, you know, will play with me on some of these songs, he linked me up with this amazing producer, Adam Landry. And Adam was the key, and he helped me finish out Liberman. So I started it in England and I finished it in Nashville, Tennessee. And John was, really important part of like arranging those last couple tunes, because at that point it was really just me, John, and Adam in the studio. And I would say, you know, musicians are hard. We're a weird type, and some of us are constantly running away from home. That's why we want to be on the road all the time. I'm not one of those people, and I think by the time I met John, he had kind of like gotten that out of his system. He was a total road dog, and by the time I met him, he was kind of getting tired. And not that your tick doesn't tour all the time, because they are going to be touring again and releasing a new record. But we kind of are in similar places where we wanted to create a home together and a really solid, peaceful base in our lives. And that's what we did. So we are weirdo musicians in that way. We're all musicians of their own breed, but at the same time, we're kind of traditional.
This is the last song, Blue Pool. So nice to see you again in that gray blue pool in LA. Not close my book, move my bag, make some space, cause it's time to give that sun a break. Well, tell me now how these few years have been. What is living to honor the past? I have been well, I say, through a smile. These feelings, they come and go fast. Light your cigarette and see the fame in your eyes. Sing me the new song you sing. Time for you and I, it was never quite right. That matters, that means everything. Cause the garden walls grow quick. Before you know, you're outside of it. And the ivy's coming in. It's so beautiful if you can find. Time, she's always kept you on her good side. Some people, they still fight their fate. I understood clear what you said with your eyes. We all speak in different ways. But the garden walls grow quick. Before you know, you're outside of it. And the ivy's coming in.
we wanted you out here to say to you that you have made an accomplished record. And Boy, we wanted both your fans and others to listen to it with that open ear. And I celebrate the fact that Scott did a great job last night and getting the essence of Vanessa Carlton, across in that wonderful room. And we want to try to do the same for you here on this radio station.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it was great having you out here, and nothing but best wishes to you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's Live 88.5 KCSN, Vanessa Carlton.